The official nomination forms are in. Here's who put their name forward in Gibson's, Sechelt, the SCRD and for SD46 School Board. Four local governing bodies on the Lower Sunshine Coast are now poised for potential election races this fall. As the deadline for withdrawal for the 2022 local general election came and went on September 16, so was revealed whose names will and won't appear on the ballot this October 15. Several councillor candidates in Sechelt who had initially submitted nomination forms withdrew, as did one candidate in the SCRD. There is a race for mayors and councillors of both municipalities on the Lower Coast. The school board has a race for two of its three trustee areas, while the Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, has a race in just one of its five rural electoral districts. District of Sechelt. Sechelt voters see a race between four mayoral candidates and 13 candidates for the six councillor roles. Former Mayor John Henderson, Alan Holt, Jerry Patterson and incumbent Mayor Darnelda Seegers have put themselves forward for consideration as the next mayor of Sechelt. The 16 councillor candidates submitted their nominations for the six seats on council and three withdrew. The full list includes Warren Allen, a former multi-term councillor in the early 2000s, Mickey Argyropoulos, Donna Bell, Thomas Bramble, Cheryl Chong, Anna Jade Chen, Tim Horner, Darren Inkster, a former mayor of Sechelt and former councillor, Diane McLaughlin, Christopher Moore, who served on Sechelt Council prior to 2018, Brenda Rowe, incumbent, Adam Shepherd and Alton Toth, incumbent. Walter Tripp, Katie Clogg and Lucas Gordon initially put forward their names but withdrew. Town of Gibson's. There is a three-way race for the mayor's role and an election to see who claim the four council seats. There are three people running for mayor, Silas White, Phil Young and Leslie Thompson. It's the second consecutive election where White and Thompson have put themselves forward to become the mayor of Gibson's. Meanwhile, eight candidates are vying for the four councillors' seats, including three incumbents who served the 2018-2022 term. Those incumbents include David Kroll, Anne-Marie de Andrade and Stafford Lumley. Desmond Delaney, Blake McLeod, Bob Morris, Greg Suhan and Christy Thompson are also running to become council members. McLeod previously ran for the mayor's seat in 2018. Sunshine Coast Regional District incumbents Leonard Lee of Pender Harbor, Egmont, Area A, and Donna McMahon of Elphinstone, Area E, will keep their seats, as the only candidates for their respective areas. Newcomers to the Regional District Board include Kate Louise Stamford, the only candidate to file to represent West Howe Sound, Area F. While Kelly Bax and Candace Woods had been poised to face off for the Roberts Creek, Area D, seat, Woods withdrew on September 16 and is to instead serve as Bax's alternate. Half Moon Bay, Area B, will see the lone race, where Patrick Dickey and Justine Gabbias are running. Islands Trust of the 24 trustee seats that make up the Islands Trust, two represent Gambier Island. Incumbent Kate Louise Stamford and Joe Bernardo are running for those positions, making Stamford acclaimed in both roles she set her sights on this election cycle. SD46 School Board. There are nine people running for the seven trustee seats on the SD46 School Board, and six incumbents. There are three Sunshine Coast School Board trustee areas: Upper, Area 1, Central, Area 2, and Lower, Area 3. Both the Central and Lower electoral areas will see a race, as four candidates have put themselves forward for the three seats available in each of those areas. The upper area only has one trustee seat, and incumbent Samantha Haynes is the only candidate nominated for that role. The candidates vying to become trustee for the central area are Amanda Amaral, incumbent, Maria Hampvant, incumbent, Richard, Rick, Leskey and Ann Skelcher. For the lower area, the candidates are Susan, Sue, Gerard, incumbent, Briar Hartwell, Anastasia, Stacia, Leach, incumbent, and Pamela Ruth, incumbent. What's next? The official campaign period started on Saturday, September 17. On September 19 at 4 p.m., elections by voting and or acclamation were declared. In the SCRD, there are an estimated 13,011 people eligible to vote. Elections BC estimates 3,811 eligible voters, and 3,566 registered, in the town of Gibson's and 9,602 in the district of Sechelt. Advanced voting will take place between October 5 and 11, and general voting day is October 15 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for electors voting by mail. The deadline to apply is October 13 at 4 p.m. Coast Reporter will publish more information on candidates in the coming weeks. Find all of Coast Reporter's election coverage at www.coastreporter.net/2022-civic-election.